Hello, and welcome to the podcast for pedantic perverts. That's alliteration for you truly pedantic. And I'm Dear Fawn, creator of My Cosplay Mate and the cam girl next door. I'm here to give sex work back to the worker. And if Suicide Girls has the nationwide art sleaze phenomenon, we are your digital cosplay mate play dates. So this is the first podcast, and so I need to give myself a little bit of an introduction. I am the original cam girl next door, and obviously we are living through some interesting times with COVID-19, obviously. So I'll first just launch into a little bit of how that has been changing the digital sex work scene, I suppose. I mean, just in a nutshell, no pun intended. It's a bad pun if there is a pun intended, so there definitely is no pun intended. Everybody's got their dicks in their hands because they're at home. And even the places that are starting to open up, the digital landscape has definitely been changing a lot since COVID-19. So, you know, there's obviously some rightful trepidation about human contact since the pandemic. So even when things start to open up, people are not going to want to have like as intimate of physical contact. So it definitely is helping the webcam-based live streaming sex scene. But yeah, so people are at home alone, afraid, with their dicks in their hands. That's about as much as we really need to say about that on its face. The more interesting thing that I want to talk about, and I'm going to try to keep this rather brief because it is just me talking into the void because we're all, you know, alone in our homes. And I'd love to interview folks, especially people in the industry or people that have any sort of expertise. But for now, it's just moi shouting into the void. So what I'd like to talk more about, that's more interesting is how some places in the world didn't do well for their sex workforce, and that would be California. So there was a bill that was passed in January 1st, and it was the AB5, and this was specifically geared towards Lyft and Uber drivers and freelancers in general. It was supposed to, help the gig economy. Although, the only real help for the gig economy is that, you know, we take down, capitalism as it is, but this was California's response to trying to help gig workers, I guess. And what it ended up doing right before the pandemic ended up hitting us all was it ended up stripping a lot of, now really no pun intended, stripping a lot of sex workers from their livelihoods. So there are a few big behemoths that stopped hiring folks from California, especially in the cam girl community, one being StreamMate. Chatterbait has supposedly kept most of their existing models, but now it is like exceptionally hard to get accepted onto the site or registered if you're living in California. And then another one, which is the one that I currently work for as a model recruiter, as a performer, is Live Jasmine. They absolutely will not hire anybody from California. So it's interesting to me to see how this is playing out. So a little backstory, I guess, about myself is that I am obviously on the front lines of for performers and for workers' rights. The reason why I chose camming specifically in the sex work industry is that for the most part, cam girls get to more or less dictate their own, you know, schedules, their own destiny, the means of production, if you will, are oftentimes in the cam girl's hands. And I like that. I'm not under any sort of delusion that there aren't, you know, big puppet masters on the other side of that. I know that a lot of our content is being sold to big behemoths like Pornhub and whatnot, depending on who you work for. I understand that. And that is something that I'm working to remedy down the road when, you know, more ladies get wise to this, or performers in general, rather. It's not just ladies. It can be couples. It can be anybody. Cam boys, the whole trans community, please fight with me. But anyways, like, I'm under no delusion that, that any worker is really free, but cam work specifically was very interesting to me because it wasn't as exploited as some porn and or sex work has been exploited. So anyway, I find it, cam work, like I say, to be exceptionally interesting, and it gives a lot of control to the worker themselves. And so, yeah, so this new bill, I say new, we're in the middle of May, y'all. So it's not that new, but especially as people are getting into the second month of not getting an income, there's even more ladies that are starting to, flock to the possibility. And it's just, again, I don't mean to be lady-centric here. I love me my ladies, but, folks in general are starting to flock to another way of, making money. Especially now that certain states are opening up and requiring that if they do end up opening up, that, you know, you either take your old job or you forfeit both unemployment or your old job. And some people are rightfully trepidatious about going back to work in the middle of a pandemic. But then if they don't, then they forfeit their livelihood and or their unemployment. So there's a lot of people that are looking for alternatives to, you know, the way that they were making ends meet in the first place. So yeah, so anyways, so cam work has become more popular than ever. And it's interesting that in one of the biggest states in the US with, you know, obviously one of the bigger populations, that these sorts of jobs, specifically in the stay-at-home sex work arena, have now been turned upside down. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they end up remedying that, you know, in the broader picture politically. You know, I'm not going to speak to how California is handling any of this, but, you know, from my niche on the cam work and the sex work specifically, it is interesting to see how, yeah, people are going to be able to make, ends meet. And, you know, cam work seems to be a no-brainer for a lot of people, you know, given that they have to stay at home and that we're often, a lot of us are completely isolated. So not only does it fit the bill to pay the bills, but it also fits the bill for our social interaction. And yeah, it just generally fills a major void that needs to be filled right now. And back to the means of production, if, you know, and don't get me wrong, there is no problem with kink and all manner of depravity in your sex work, as long as you're the one, as the worker, that is calling the shots and you're the one that is consenting to any of the things that are happening. But oftentimes I've found with cam work specifically, as opposed to things like, you know, pornography or, you know, like pre-recorded sort of mediums and sex work that don't end up filling the niche of human live real time human interaction. There oftentimes is less exploitation of amping up how much distortion and or kink somebody ends up having to display. So, and what I mean by that is cam work isn't all just sticking objects into orifices, which is actually probably one of the lesser kinky things. But it is often about just human connection in general. So there's been so many people that I've met that just want, an intimate conversation, whether it's about genitals or whether it's just about what they did during the day. And, I am going to, on the next segment, talk about what a cam girl actually does, because I do have some very interesting anecdotes from my own life about what a cam girl actually does. But what I'm saying is that cam girls have a broader breadth than, say, just somebody working for a porn studio. The more that you watch porn, the more it's about sensationalism. Yeah, that's the word. pedantics over here, perverts and pedantics. It's more about sensationalism than it is about intimacy. Whereas if you add the real time element, then, you can be just talking about whiskey in your bra, and that fills a deeper niche than, water sports and ass to mouth. So, and there's nothing wrong with any of those kinks, but it is just a different niche than porn that cam girls often fill. And don't get me wrong, I've done my fair share of anal and any number of things, but I've obviously been watching in real time what the coronavirus has been doing to the sex industry and what it's also been doing to a lot of my clientele. And in fact, it actually probably has been making people more, they've been craving more the intimacy, just the companionship than anything else. And also just somebody, to talk to them for real about what's happening every day. And then, little titty flash is obviously, soothing as well. But, and like I say, next time, because again, I don't want to just continue to shout into this void. I'm going to try to keep this as brief as possible. Next time I will talk about what I have experienced and just a little preview. When I first got into this industry, there was any number of pitfalls that I ran into, and not just pitfalls, but I also ran into some interesting things that I was naive about, and I thought I was pretty sexually woke. I'm gonna call these are the headings, the bullet points for next time's episode. We've got beetle dick, we've got toe fucking a drain, we've got dick in a mousetrap, which is pretty self-explanatory, but pick a number between 1 and infinity is the subheader of that one. So you let your mind be as free on that one as you want, and many, many more. And these are just the ones that are not as cliche and depraved as the question that always comes into a lot of girls' chat rooms, which is do you do role play? And then the role play is always some sort of incest garbage. Don't get me wrong, you still see any number of amazing things. It isn't just, guys wanting to throw hundreds of dollars at girls to just talk about, the existential meaning of it all. There is still, needs. But yeah, anyway, I look forward to growing in this topic with y'all, and hopefully I'll get some people to actually like riff with me, so it's not just me shouting into the void, as I keep mentioning. And so again, I'm Dear Fawn, and this is the Pedantic Podcast for Perverts, and I will catch you next time.